think really, though, that you wouldn't be able to have moments of escape where you would be able to get away.
In your cabin. In your cabin, you would. But hold on. Look, you know, and look
you know there probably would be one or two people that would be make the visit very difficult.
And look at it from the perspective of the people who are purchasing these cruises. You're purchasing the cruise so that you can spend time with G. Gordon Liddy.
Right.
So if you pay all the money to go on the cruise, I don't think, if I had paid the money to go on the cruise with G. Gordon Liddy, I wouldn't be satisfied going to a lecture.
Well, what lecture would we give? What would we, if we did that? What would be our lecture? I mean, I would say we'd have to give a serious lecture.
Pull out?
I mean, yeah, beyond, like pull out or sniffing Band-Aids or the art
right.
of...
I would like to hear again your talk on Inside the Comedy Mind.
Ah, very good. That's a good one. That one we stole. That idea we stole from Alan King.
Or did he steal it from you?
Thank you, Rob.
At one time, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. They came to us and I just said, just to get rid of them, an obscene amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. an obscene freaking amount of money. And they came back and said, okay.
Right.
And then I still said, no.
I know.
No way.
See, it's okay for him because we can't kill a guy with a pencil.
Yep.
That's why it wouldn't work out for us.
Yeah, and he gives off a different vibe
right, exactly.
than we do.
Right.
He gives off a vibe where people would probably keep their distance unless it was really appropriate. And we don't give off that vibe. We give off that vibe where it's like, hey!
Right, and you know, that's the good thing about the show, is that people think they know us, and we appreciate that, that people who listen to us are friends. And they're right, we're friends.
But also,
as long as we're here and you're there,
didn't they
we're
offer
friends.
It, didn't they offer it on a regular vacation? They offer that, too.
The final offer that they made was an extra week besides the vacation and the obscene amount of money.
Yeah.
And I
remember
said,
I was lobbying you for that.
Yeah, I know.
I'd still like to lobby you for that.
No way.
I'd do all the work.
No way.
I'd do all the work. I'd meet everybody. I'd stay on the deck. I'd stay on the Lido deck with everybody and let you stay in your cabin.
No way.
Be fun.
No, when I go on a cruise ship, I like going out and doing stuff.
Rob. Rob. But you know, but that's not going to happen. He's got to go, Rob.
He's
got to go or we're not
going
to go.
I'm not going. I'm not doing it.
What if we all went?
No!
Let's go on a cruise with the listeners. Come on!
No way.
A four-dayer. A four-dayer.
No way.
2 days could be the weekend.
No yeah.
Way. Easy.
Hey, Libby, if you're listening, line one of those up.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You are only two martinis away from loving that idea.
I agree. If we kept you plied with Grey Goose, it'd be fine. Mm. And you know what? If it was on your terms, like when we sold it, we said, now, Don would like
to
be left alone.
That's great. So I'm the big a-hole. Mike, Rob, Buzz, at your call 24 hours a day. Don, it would be like one of those goddamn things you read like about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
No eye contact allowed.
No, you wouldn't have to go that far. Yeah. It would just be, you know, we'd be with you all the time. And as soon as we saw somebody getting in the way, we'd whisk them away. Rob and I would. You know, Rob and I have no problem with that.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if it's out there to do, but I think it'd be a blast.
I do, too.
If we all just went on a boat somewhere.
Well, you know what? I give my blessing. I mean, if you guys want to take some of the vacation time that we have coming up.
No.
And you guys.
No, not the vacation time. I'm tired. The only way it appeals to me
if it's over and above.
If it's extra. That's what it was that first time they offered it to us. Then it was not a bad idea.
Well, then I would just get an extra 4 days off. That's fine with me. I just spent 4 days with
no,
my family.
No, that's a ripoff, too.
Why?
Because that's better for you. Because it still is. Yes, it is a bit of a. I mean, we are working.
I ain't doing it.
You love Monaco. We could go to Monaco.
I am not doing it.
What if it was one of those small cruise ships?
I don't care.
Would you like, if you were forced to do it at gunpoint, would you want a big cruise ship or a small cruise ship?
You're not going to get me into this argument.
If you were forced to gunpoint, I mean, it's a totally hypothetical situation.
If I was forced to gunpoint, I would say shoot me.
Wow.
I cannot imagine anything. I would not relax. I would not have a good time. And trust me, I would not be the happy-go-lucky individual that you're hearing right now.
What about, didn't we go, we had a good time when we all went to London.
Oh.
Didn't we?
Oh, right. Right. When, like, we had listeners fighting with each other, and when one guy put another guy's hand through the door, and we had to go around to London with 100 listeners for a week.
Yeah.
Come on, that was an awful experience.
I look back on it fondly.
Well.
I guess I do.
Different strokes for different folks.
It'd be a blast.
Well,
what if you brought your wife?
Yeah.
No, that would make no difference.
Well, your wife is very gregarious, and she could.
No, I'm not. You know, I'm not whoring
people.
I'm not whoring my wife out. So that plus, doesn't it make you feel? Wouldn't you feel like cheesy?
Cheesy. I'll do anything for money.
Saying to people, hey, you know, buy this cruise and come get your picture taken with your favorite disc jockeys. No, I mean that's the whole reason. Like, we don't sell T-shirts and crap like that. We stay away from that crap.
Yeah. I think it would be fun. I think it'd be a blast. I think we should sell T-shirts and all the other crap.
Well,
you know, I'm always asking you. You know, it's like, you know, you want to give away the candy store all the time. If people want to spend the money, why don't we just take it? Why don't we just take it and have it? Rob's giving me the big thumbs up over there.
Right. Yeah, you guys. Yeah, if you guys ran the show, it would be... Okay, now listen, here's the line for our coffee mugs
right.
And for our T-shirts. Don't forget our newsletter. Hey, don't forget the CD of our best bits with a portion going to a charity. And join us on the cruise ship SS Up Your... We'll be leaving from Baltimore and sailing to Bahamas.
So far, I haven't heard anything negative that you've said.
Sounds like a dream plan.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. The SS Veendam.
Except I don't want to leave from Baltimore.
Right. I wouldn't mind leaving from Baltimore.
Do they do that up there?
I'd like to go from Baltimore to Bermuda.
Well, why don't you book that yourself?
Well, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it on my... I want to do it on the company time.
That, you want to do it in a way that benefits the listener.
Yes, of course.
That's what you
absolutely
want.
But I really... In fact, I am with you so much if it would be on my own time. Absolutely not. And I think we were offered one where it was on the company's time and another that was on our own time. And we both were adamant when they came to us and said on our own time. Would you like to take one of your vacations and spend it with the listeners? Of course not.
And then they came back and said, well, how about if it was an extra week? And I still said, though, even with that obscene amount of money. do you remember how much it was?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do.
That's how much it was each. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's how much it was.
So what are you, for each of us?
Yes.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah, they can put no price.
You hate people that much?
Yes.
That's what it is, isn't it? You hate people.
No, it's not that I hate people. Well, I mean, I don't hate people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Jesus Christ. I feel like, I'm an exhibit going to this thing. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go, it's, hey, how you doing? Hey, say, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, nice to see you. Nice to
you know it.
I got news for you. When I go on vacation,
right.
One thing I like is I talk to my wife. I talk to my kid.
Wouldn't be a vacation, though.
I talk to whoever I talk to.
That's the mindset. You go into it saying, it's a different way of working. It's a different way. If you think of it as a vacation, it wouldn't be. That's why they're offering that kind of money, because you have to be kind of your host.
Right.
It's like you're hosting a party. And what don't you enjoy? There's nothing I like more than hosting a party.
Then go ahead and do this on your own with my blessing.
No, because it doesn't work that way. Because then
sure it does. People would pay to go on a cruise with you and Buzz and Rob.
Yeah, but you know, if you're not involved, it's, you know what? Let me tell you something about this show. Okay?
I'd sell it.
In case you don't know, wink, wink.
I'd
you
sell
don't
it.
Know, anything, if you, it's a pile of S if you're not on board.
I'd sell it.
On board, get it?
Get it. Hey, Olive. No. 1,000 times no.
How about a trip to a dude ranch?
No.
Where we all go out like city slickers and ride horses and wear cowboy hats.
No, listen, I think the show works best when... People have no contact with me. Yeah. No real contact with me, except like when we go out and we do a free show or something. Mm-hmm. And that I feel good about.
You know, I'm not going to say that I'm like the listener's best buddy either. I like to be, when we go out and we do those Las Vegas-style shows, I like to kind of get away as well. Or do I? No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No, you don't.
No, I don't hang.
No.
I don't hang. I get out of there.
No, what you do, though, is you hang, but you hang, like, with Rob after the show.
Right.
You
right.
leave the show immediately, then you go with Rob and hang somewhere.
Yeah, this is true.
So
it would be, you know, I know it'll never happen. You would have a blast. Rob and I would make sure you'd have a blast.
In the next lifetime, but this is a moot conversation, because I'm not going to do it.
Well, I mean, it's a moot conversation because there's nobody offering it in the sales department, and they'd have to come up with a pretty unique package to sell Don Geronimo on.
You shut up.
And you're missing out on one magic point. The madder you got on the cruise, the more the listeners would love you. It's true, though. You know that's right.
I bet we could have listeners volunteer for you to yell at them.
Guys, just stop it, please. I'm not going to do it. Not to mention the fact...
When the hell did they ever offer us that kind of money to go on a cruise?
About 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I don't mean, what was I thinking? I don't mean to demean G or anyone else who does that, but, you know, Christ, where's your self-respect? You know what I mean?
Oh, my.
Pay to come on a cruise with me.
But he lectures, too.
Yeah, I know, Sid, but he's got a different rap than we do.
Right. He does that all over the country.
He's a historical figure.
Yes, he lectures.
We are DJs.
We're DJs. All we would offer, we wouldn't offer the lecture.
No.
We would offer, sit with us and have a sandwich.
Right.
Which would be wonderful.
No.
Have a Reuben with Don Mike.
Have a Reuben. Sit at the bar.
I'm not.
I would guarantee you that I would be more than happy to sit at the bar from noon
until
closing time.
I know you would.
We'd get a throne for you.
And just, what's that?
We'd get a throne for you.
Right. And then we'd go in. The rules would be, if you're boring, we'd have a time limit.
That's right.
Rob, be there with a big stopwatch. Hey, time's up. You're getting boring now.
No, thanks. Let's table this whole discussion, please.
The whole discussion is making you uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
It's fascinating. You know, I've worked with you so long, I'll probably never figure you out.
It's really, Oogie.
It is Oogie.
It's an Oogie idea to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on the cruise. Hey, let's have some laughs on the cruise.
We'll have delightful exotic ports of call, the best of yet. We will be available to you 24/7. Our cabins will be broadcast on the show and knock on our door 24 hours a day.
Come on by.
You'd probably snap before I would.
You know, you're probably right, because if I remember London, I had my moments on London, too.
Yes, you did.
London was a lot of...
Hey! Hey, Mike! Because as usual, in London, Mike really did tell people, all the people we went to London with, hey, if you guys are going out, I'm in room blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile,
I was being very nice. Yeah.
I was checked in, like, under the name Daffy Duck.
Arthur Bucco.
And was hiding in my room.
Yeah, I didn't make a broadcast. I told, a certain select group of people what room I was in.
Who told everybody,
all 150 people that were on this plane over in London, and then, you know, at like 2 in the morning... Hey, come on out! You know, and then I was afraid, and yeah. All right, F it.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, remember we went to London? You know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even go to that goddamn concert with George Harrison. I just stayed back in the hotel.
That was a good time.
And watched TV.
We had a good time.
We were on a plane for...
But you regretted not going. You big time regretted not going to
that concert. I did, because I did want to meet George Harrison.
I met George Harrison, Elton John... I'm trying to think. There were like two other biggies. What's that?
Eric Clapton?
Clapton.
The fake George Michael, I think you meant, right?
Boy George.
Boy George.
Boy George.
I knew it was
something. And who's the Canadian? Bryan Adams.
Well, the only one that I would have wanted to meet was George Harrison.
But George Harrison, I mean, it wasn't like meeting. You know, it was meeting when you meet a rock star.
Yeah.
Where he just goes by and you know, it was very cool. Very cool. Prince's Trust Bach concert.
Yeah, but you know me. I mean, and I remember calling Frida from London. And she said, what are you doing? I'm watching TV.
This is the Don and Mike Show. No longer buried on the weekend. Now, it's buried late at night. The Hideout. Monday through Friday at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
You remember our honeymoon?
Oh, yeah. How could I... What, did I forget our anniversary?
Not yet. Oh. But remember that place on the beach with the thatched roof and those fans shaped like palm leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
When?
Every day.
This spring, come to Lowe's and let your ideas travel. Whether you dream of tropical islands or the ancient Orient, Lowe's has the kind of exotic ceiling fans that help make the place you live the place you love. You'll find unique new fans from Casablanca, Hunter, and Harbor Breeze that you won't find at any other home improvement center in the country. And Lowe's has them at low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Who knew a ceiling fan could have this kind of effect on a room?
I did, remember?
Yes, you did. That's why I married you.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Now's the perfect time to come to Lowe's for ceiling fans. Spend $98 or more on Kichler, Harbor Breeze, or Hunter fans, and you'll get a mail-in form good for a $20 Lowe's gift card free. This offer is not valid on Casablanca and Hunter's Designer's Choice fans and expires 6604. See store, Lowe's.com, or printed advertising for details.
This important message is for all Ford buyers in the Washington metro area. Battlefield Ford in Manassas has lost the lease to their truck storage facility. Between now and May 31st, Battlefield Ford must sell off over 800 new Ford trucks and SUVs or face massive relocation expenses. Rather than incurring that cost, Battlefield Ford will slash the price of every truck in stock and offer them to the general public on a first come, first served basis. Battlefield Ford has lost their lease. That means right now you can purchase every F-Series pickup in stock, including Super Cruise, Harley Davidsons, and Lightnings for $7,000 off MSRP. Every four-door Explorer, every Expedition, and every Excursion, $10,000 off MSRP. $10,000. Battlefield Ford has lost their lease, but their loss is your gain. Over 800 Ford trucks, each one slashed up to $10,000 off sticker. This one-time offer is open to the general public. No dealers, please. The location for this event is Battlefield Ford on Mathis Avenue in Manassas. Includes all incentives, college, grad, military, and FMCC rebates.
The greatest thing in life is to look back and say, I've been there. So, at United, to reward our loyal Washington passengers, we're offering the opportunity to earn a trip around the world. And to prepare you for your travels, here's a few helpful phrases. For example, if your boomerang doesn't come back in the Australian outback, you'd say, I chuck a Narna. And if you want to thank the people of Stockholm for your Nobel Prize, you'd say, tuk tuk somuka. How do you qualify? You'll earn one credit for every flight segment originating or terminating at Dulles.